Happy, happy day. It is episode 5 of the Listen Clearly podcast. Can you believe it?
5 or 4?
5.
Oh, dang. I'm missing one.
5. They say my spiritual number is 5. So it must be a big episode. You never looked that up?
How do they develop your spiritual number?
I don't know. I believe in Jesus, but sometimes people be telling me about the spiritual numbers and they said mine was 5. I put in my birthday.
God.
They told me 5 and we're on episode 5.
Is your birthday got 5 in it?
September 25th. Okay. Anyway, we are going to be talking about a lot of good things regarding love. How was your Valentine's Day?
It was straight. I really don't like celebrating Valentine's Day. But it was cool, you know. I really didn't like it, to be honest. I went to that little R&B thing. I thought we were going to see R&B singers, but it was like R&B DJ. I ain't going to lie.
I'm so disappointed.
No.
I love that. No. Was it at Neighbors?
No. It was at the Bayou. It was like one of the big events. Oh, no. It was a lot of people there. You know, I feel like a big group.
Just be up there DJing?
No, I wanted to see some singing.
I like the singing, but the DJing tripping is good, too. Do you listen to Kate Renata, the house artist?
No.
All he does is he like DJs. And anyway.
No, I want to see some talent, some singing. I can listen to that on my own radio at home.
Talent.
I don't need to pay somebody to go listen to a DJ.
My Valentine's Day was okay. I got some unexpected gifts from friends. I got some flowers from friends.
Okay.
I went out to eat.
Okay.
I know. I had Galentine's 2 days in a row.
2 days in a row.
Yes. I was surrounded by Galentine's. Is Galentine's an official day?
Or is just any day around Valentine's Day that you spend with your girls?
Probably any day. I think they say it's the day before or something, but I think it's really any day.
Oh, okay. I had a really good, what the rules were.
I had a really good Valentine's weekend, and that made me want to talk about love and politics. Black love and politics. And, you know, a lot of us, we're trying to get chose. For the people that are married, we're trying to build our marriages and make them stronger. And I'm wondering if politics matters when you date and when you marry.
It does.
I'm gonna say it does,
but sometime at the time that I think people are picking, I don't think that always comes in account. I think it depends on the age you are.
Mm. So you think if when you're younger, you may not weigh politics and stuff like that as heavily as when you, you know, like.
No, I know we didn't. Maybe this day and time is a little different with like social media and stuff and it being a little bit more polarizing. But back in the day, did you? Like, who you voted for?
I'll never forget this.
When
I was 19. And I hope he listens to it. I'm not going to call his name. The guy I was dating when I was 19 at Hampton, he went to one of the rival schools of Hampton. I'm not going to call it out because people might try to figure out who I was dating from this other HBCU. And he was like, what you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I just want to help the black community. And I'm 19. I don't know. Talking about politics.
That's what's up.
I probably am more deep into it now.
Right.
But I cared then.
Yeah, I can't say that played a part into any of my decision-making politics. I think it really was just, do I like you? Do you look good?
Right.
And maybe at the time, your faith. Like, you know, did you believe
in
God?
That's fair. I like your necklace, by the way.
I appreciate you.
That's what's up.
Always.
But I wanted to talk about this because obviously Trump just won a second term. I saw and I noticed that there was a lot of infighting, especially between black men and black women regarding supporting Kamala, supporting Trump, or not supporting any candidate, not even caring about politics. And I'm like, okay, black people are saying all sorts of stuff. Sure. I hear black women and some men saying, like, we should have supported Kamala, blah, 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 Team Kamala. I heard a lot more black people say Trump did this, Trump did that. And I heard majority of black people saying, forget politics, forget them both. Not necessarily saying they're like, gonna join like the independent party or be independent thinkers, but right, just feeling like politics don't even matter. And I want to say that I have been doing some research and I want to give a little history lesson.
Here go the history lesson of the day.
And honestly, from my research, black people cared deeply about politics, especially once we were freed in 1865 into the early 1900s, because they saw how much of an impact it made into their real lives.
Sure.
And in fact, by 1930, there was an equal amount of black Republicans and black Democrats. And it wasn't until President Truman desegregated the military, and he was a Democrat, right? So more black people were like, oh, he sees us as equal, at least in the military. So maybe we should start aligning ourselves with the Democratic Party. And that's where you see this mass exodus of people leaving the Republican, black people leaving the Republican Party, going Democrat. And then in 1964, when President Lyndon Johnson passed the Civil Rights Act, he was also a Democrat. Black people are like, all right, y'all the Democratic Party. So for those people that didn't understand like that switch, everybody's talking about, then black people used to be, you know, like mostly Republican. Yes, but by 1930, we were equal.
And let me ask you this. Do you feel like it was a true transition, or do you feel like it was a ploy to get our vote?
Very good question. Was it a ploy to get our vote? I don't know enough about President Truman to say, was it a ploy to get our votes? Because what I'm now learning in my adulthood about Abraham Lincoln, the great emancipator, was like, some people say he didn't even care if slavery continued or not. Sure. It was more so about him remaining president. So you got a point there. It could have been to get our votes, but I don't know enough about Harry Truman to say that.
I don't even think it got to be about Harry Truman. I think we got to look at what was going on during that time. Like, what wars? Did they need black bodies in the army at that time? Mm-hmm. Then we'll know if it was politically motivated versus, you know, a genuine
that's a good point. Because, you know, of course, the 6888 just came out. And you watched that one.
Oh, yeah, I watched it. Got that mail, God dang it.
And from that movie, it was like, you know, those black women were obviously smart, educated. They understood how to navigate things, but they were resorted to like, okay, handle this male, build the morale up for the soldiers. But that probably started teaching the president and other leaders like, no, black people, we need their bodies and their minds. Because it's probably some stuff they couldn't, it was probably some stuff they needed help with.
I don't really think that. I think anybody could have done it. I think they almost seen it as giving them something disrespectful to do. But I think we turned it into something prideful. Right,
of course. But I think
they didn't try to make it something.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
No, I agree with y'all. Now, I'm just saying, I think because of that, it was like, oh, maybe we should like reconsider like where we deploying black people because they do it good.
No. How long we been fighting? How long we been fighting on different sides of the war? You telling me just now they like, I think black people can do it. No, we were already Congress people.
We weren't. No, that's for sure.
So I think our ability was not into play. I just think, it was politically motivated.
Needed more people.
I have to do more research on what was going on or what made them want to emancipate, you know, in that way. Because guess what? Everything that I look at, when we got emancipated as black people, everything was kind of politically motivated.
Everything was politically motivated.
Jobs, economy, votes, something had to come into play.
And I don't like, I guess I get so upset when people think that this political stuff is so arbitrary because it's not. I found out today, shout out to my friend who illuminated this to me. We just happened to come into it today. The Civil War ended in 1865. You know what started in 1865?
What?
The KKK.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you mean to tell me the same year black people was freed that the Ku Klux Klan started and began?
Yeah, they needed to put you in your place, Klan. Right.
They ain't take
no break.
They ain't take no break. They didn't even give us a year. They didn't give us 6 months to be like, okay, we's free. It started the KKK the same year it was free. So anyway, I just said all that to say none of this is arbitrary. None of this is by happenstance. If you're one of those people where you feel like politics doesn't matter, it's going to happen to you whether you participate or not, as history has shown us. So
again, and I want to give this one example because I think a lot of people don't hear these examples. When I did spend 2 years in North Dakota, you know, it was different people and different families that didn't like Obama, not because he was black, but because, well, this was before that time, but it was a lot of people that didn't like him around the time, mainly because they family were in oil and they knew soon as the Democratic candidate got in office, they was going to shut down the pipelines. Mm. And it was really like a politically motivated. And guess what? As soon as Republican get in office, what's the first thing Trump did day one? Mm. Activate the pipelines.
Right.
Mm. So sometimes it be about that money.
Most times be about that money. That's a great segue to our next topic. We talking about, you know, I know you're married. I am seeking to be married. I'm out there dating. I'm single, right? There are some people that are listening to us. Some of them are married. Some of them are in committed relationships. Some of them just dating. Some of them divorced. They just trying to figure out what's what. Sure. So my question to you is, like, if you're a black person, you generally know about politics. Like, what are your values? Like, when you're dating or now that you're married, like, what are your values? Like, what you stand on?
To be honest, what I did when we first got in a relationship versus not is two different things. Okay. So
I well, really, now let's talk about now. Let's
now, go. Yeah. It, you know, when you say values, what do you, I need you to break it down.
Okay. Values. So for me, right, my values are one, family. Two, well, let me do it in order. God, I would say, is a big thing for me. So not necessarily going to church every Sunday, but incorporating Christ or incorporating God in, like, every aspect of, like, my decision making, what I decide to do, my choices, who I'm hanging around, how I speak, who I speak to, is a big value for me. Family is also a big value for me. So I understand the whole pagan holiday thing, but for me, it's a way to be with my family, especially because my family's in Atlanta, for sure. Except for my cousin. I'm in Houston. So those holidays are more about just being able to see my family, hang out with them, making sure they're okay. A lot, especially on both sides, I have older people in my family. Right. So that's a big deal. And finally, not necessarily politics, but just like community, right? I think as black people, we have lost that sense of communalism that we used to have when we were in Africa. Just like, are you okay? If you okay, I'm okay. So sure. Those are my values.
I mean, I would say, you know, it back in the day would have probably aligned closer with yours, but now it's more of, you know, community. Family, when I say family, it just don't mean blood, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of my family is co-opted through people that want to be a part of the movement, want to be a part of what we're trying to do, what we're trying to change, for sure. So, yeah, I see people like yourself as family, you know, just because just trying to do, like, stuff, just get things done.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't, you know, my religion and stuff, and, you know, that's a whole rabbit hole of what it was.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like.
No, I already know. Yeah. But, you know, to be honest, so much more lines around community and building a community or building our own family around that community. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like my full focus. Okay. And everything kind of is a attachment to that, economics, mm-hmm. education, and things that's passionate within the movement that I feel. So I can say it didn't change so many times over the years.
Sure,
but
me too.
That's kind of like the biggest things for me, you know, okay. What we looking to do.
Well, when it comes to dating, right, and I know you're married, but I would argue that even when you're married, you're still dating because you're dating that person, right? You still constantly are getting to know that person. You're watching them evolve. So I still think even when you're married, you're dating, right? So how important is it that community and building an extended family based on community, how important is your spouse having that same system? How important is that?
I mean, me being in it, I feel like it's very important. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like it's always practical. What mm-hmm. I've been seeing here lately is more people, you know, you may go somewhere and they may have a different belief, but mm-hmm. that's not what I'm looking to build. Mm-hmm. I'm looking to build something where you understand what we're trying to build. Mm-hmm. We're going cohesively in mm-hmm. some type of shape, form, or fashion. Mm-hmm. But I realize that that's not always the case.
That's real. That's good. Yeah. I mean, I'm not married yet, but I'm dating. But when I'm having these conversations with guys I go out on dates with or I start talking to or whatever, if they don't have the three things I named, like if they're not talking about family and like Christ or now I have to talk about politics, right? You don't have to know what's on Bloomberg News and all that because I don't even like follow it to that degree. But just having some sense of like community and like the people and like the issues are important to me because it affects all of us. If you just don't have a general sense of that when I'm talking to you, I ain't gonna lie, it's a turn off.
So let me ask you this. So, mm-hmm. and I realize that's a big thing, especially, I don't know if it's just a thing nowadays, if it's just a click word, I realize that ladies be using now, you know, mm-hmm. belief in God type of thing. Like, is that really a deal breaker for you? Like somebody really believing in God Ooh. Or had a religion that Ooh. You won't? because, you know, look, shout out to my boy that be doing the questions here in Houston. But if some ladies that say, oh, yeah, he got to be God-fearing, but you can't even name five books of the Bible. So
Matthew,
I don't even want to hear
Luke,
that.
John.
Yeah, yeah. Look, Romans, they can't name Corinthians. That. They don't know what the Gospels are. So how good. Big of a deal breaker good. Is that
that's,
for you?
That's so good. Oh, that's so good.
Please let me
we
know.
Gonna have
let
to,
us
nah,
know.
We gonna have to pay for extra time on the podcast. It's gonna be good. No, we're not gonna pay for extra time.
Us dudes don't play that in certain realms
so
no
good.
More. So.
Oh, that's such a good question. All right, here we go. You ready for
Come
story
on.
Time?
I'm ready.
I'm about to get real deep. Now, in my 37-year-old life, it is everything. But I am now coming into that over the past, I say, year, two, 3 years. Previously, being for the black people, making sure that the black struggle is no more. Like, we don't have to keep saying black struggle 100 years from now. We just want to say black. That was like paramount for me. And if I met guys that were fine, smart, sweet, funny, they could have been agnostic. I don't know if I could really jam with an atheist, but they could have been agnostic or spiritual.
What's the difference? People don't.
Yeah, I would say agnostic. I would say atheist people take the, I don't know, because I'm not.
Got you.
But they would say, like, there is no God. Like, I am affirmatively saying that I do not believe God exists. Whereas agnostic people are like, maybe, maybe not.
Got you.
Is how I see the difference. And I think before, I would be willing to date somebody agnostic, and it's like, I'm going to pray to God over here, and I'm going to do my thing. And then you don't really necessarily have to partake. Just let me do it.
For sure.
I can't. That backfires.
Even accept that.
I can't. I know I can't because.
So they gotta go to church with you and pray with you. I got a family that pray together, stay together.
Yeah, here we go. But I'm not gonna impose that. I'm not gonna impose that on a guy, right? But what I envision in my marriage, right, is my husband like praying over me, praying over our family, and me doing the same, us praying together, him hearing from God, and then instructing, taking the instructions that he hears from God and, like, addressing our family as such. And I'll hear from God, too, right? But that's kind of how I see that God, him, me.
So let me ask you this. Let me ask you a follow-up to that question. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, you knowing that that's the way that you feel like it only could work, do you feel like other relationships that operate in that realm, do you feel like they are the same doomed for failure, or do you feel like the other person are kind of like fooling themselves, feeling like they could be with somebody that's like agnostic?
Good. That's good. No, I mean, maybe, but it depends on how much your faith is important to you. I think I probably was fooling myself those times I dated people that were agnostic, but I really wanted it to work. I didn't think I was like fooling myself. I was just right. Like, I'm gonna make this work. I was like I was so determined on making it work and so determined on this image and like black love, and this is a good black, it's a good man, Savannah. It's a good man. I was so hell bent on making it work that I don't think I was fooling myself. Now,
yeah,
if somebody came to me and they weren't a believer, they were atheist or agnostic, it would be like, you fine. This way it stopped.
But you can't do it.
And that's tough, especially somebody that really is seeking to be married. Like me, I'm really seeking that, but
sure.
I ain't seeking it that
everything
much.
Everything but
that. Enough.
Man.
Ain't enough. Oh, wait.
Shoe said, ain't enough.
It ain't enough if you ain't got the Lord.
Oof, that's tough. Hey,
I know.
Dude.
I know. Look, it's look. Tough. It's tough. But you know what,
you have to state that up front. Nah, I think that's something like, hey, you believe in
that's
Jesus or not? No, yes, all right.
Maybe, yes, no, maybe so. That's true. That's a whole nother conversation, though, man.
For sure.
That's a whole nother conversation.
All right, well, we're going to make a whole episode for that. We may need to bring in some guests on that.
Yeah, we
one.
Do. Because, I mean, there's a world where God introduces people to you for you to introduce them to God. But I just, at this point where I am in my life, I just don't want it to come like that.
Not feel you, but you know, somebody.
I want you to be already have your relationship with God and stuff.
You can't, because somebody that's like, you know, like myself, yeah, I done already been there, done that. Ain't no way somebody could. I done had somebody be like, maybe we can coach your own back. I'm like,
That ain't gonna work. But what about, so speaking of that, right? I wonder if the same holds true with political views, right? Like for me, I'm saying if you're not.
I don't think it's deep because it's not like I think it
so
does.
So you can. I don't. I mean, you identify as independent
for sure.
So
can I date a Republican or something?
Yeah.
I would have to hear their reasoning.
Okay.
If they doing it for some type of strategic reason, maybe.
What's the let's get deeper in that. What's the strategic reason that the independent lawyer for it? What
are they what are they looking to do? You know, I'm like, know what I'm saying? Because it's some Democrats that I support, even though I'm independent, but I support them independently. You know what I'm saying? So I support them for what I feel like they will do, but
that's different from dating somebody. You got to see them every day. And
but again, it depends on what they reason is. Are they running for something? Are they in that realm? Are they, do they work within that space?
I got you. No, not like somebody that's like, I'm just going to be Republican because it's seat open and like it's a Republican area. So I know I win in this area if I vote Republican. I'm talking about somebody that's like conservative. Like I am a Republican through and through.
I ain't gonna lie to you, and this probably gonna be...
Or even Democrat. Like, I'm a Democrat through and through.
Anybody that's too hard on anything, I see as bad. If you too hard on Jesus, I'm gonna be like, ooh, I see that as a turn off.
I understand that.
I ain't gonna lie to you.
No, I understand that.
I ain't gonna lie. I even cringe sometimes when I see under people profile, this ain't believer. I'll be like, ooh.
Really? All right. We already know we talking about episode 6. We already have it. We talking about episode 6 or episode 5.
It just be like,
that.
If you believe, I feel like, you know, I don't know. I just, you know, I've been in that space a long time. Yeah.
For me, right, I'm a Democrat. I am an independent thinking Democrat, though. So what I mean by that is people say I'm liberal. Maybe I am. Yeah. But I don't. Every decision I make, every vote I've made does not align with the Democrats.
No, I get you. And
I have taken a lot of backlash from that. I'm going to say that. And I know some of y'all who did the backlash to me. You're listening. I get a lot of backlash for like voting with Republicans on some of the things.
No, I'm a Democrat. I know you do. But I put it like this. I don't feel like you fall in that boat because I feel like if I brought something else more practical to you, that you would be willing to listen to it and jump on board if it made sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like Democrat is just... they the only choice for you in the scenario that what you were looking to do in this scenario, other than going independent, which is how many people has won your seat independently? Most likely zero. So I get strategic. That's what I call strategic in what you're trying to do. At the end of the day, like you say, you're not always taking a side. You still weighing the pros and cons on what works better for our community or whatever.
Right.
So, nah, it's some people that's like, they wouldn't vote with Republicans no matter what the good was. That's somebody that's a hardcore Democrat, and I'm like, nah, I ain't got nothing for you.
Right. But I think in terms of dating, right, because we try, in my mind, I want all Black people to be in love, be married, be together, whatever. Should women, you're a man, so tell me what you think about us women. Should we be dating people that are in the same political party as us?
I think you should, though, to a certain degree.
Tell me why. Let's talk more about that.
I just think relatability, you know, just one last thing to clash over. Life for what?
But what I've learned, and I'm learning more and more about.
That don't mean you got to vote the same way.
See, that's the thing. You know how they say a family that prays together, stay together. Is it true about voting? If a family that votes together, stay together?
I know a couple couples that vote different.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, he may not tell his wife, but they vote different.
Right. So I was going to get into that. Right. So the Gallup poll, they do political polls all the time. They did a study, and between 2016 to now, which I was 8-9 years ago, 20%. That's a big chunk. That's a fifth. That's a whole fifth. 20% of Black men that were in the Democratic Party have left in less than a decade. A fifth of y'all have left the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Right? What's up?
We're more logical. We don't see things happening. It's the same reason why you don't see Black men in church. You know, we more practical. We want practical action. I mean, I didn't mean to go back to church.
No, you're good. But
practical action on things. And when we don't see it, then guess what? We're going to go seek out something else that's giving us those things.
Okay. I'm going to tell you
regardless if it's true or not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It may be our delusion, or not our, because I ain't in that boat, because I ain't voting for Trump.
No, I got what you're saying. You're independent.
But yeah, for sure.
Me, in terms of men.
We searching other things. The Democratic Party haven't worked for us, so now we searching for other things to do. And guess what? Now we got so much more easier way to get information.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I guess
the goose don't have to go to gander, I think.
For sure.
Yeah, so when I was researching, I'm no man. This is just like my take on it. And you tell me if I'm right? most men are the heads of their households, and they are thinking about how can I protect me and mine. So in general, you men are thinking about their families at every given point of the day. I got to make sure my wife or spouse or whatever, my kids and me, we are good. My home is protected. My livelihood is protected. Money, whatever, is good. And in general, Republicans have a more individualistic view. How can we cut taxes? How can we make sure your family is okay? Even being pro-life, it's like all about like the family, the unit, the one.
Individualism.
And, yeah. And it seems like that aligns more with like, correct me if I'm wrong, aligns more of like being a man.
We just want what's ours. And that don't seem like what the Democratic Party is preaching.
Well, okay, let's talk more about that. So when you say we want what's ours, what does that mean?
Like, for example, you know, taxes, lower this, lower that, more economic prosperity.
Right.
Regardless if
so
Trump
say
voted
ours,
against
but see,
the checks
ours,
or not.
I hear it different. But when you say ours, you mean like me, Lloyd. Like what's
No. I may mean black people as a black family, but I know this world has become, or we've been becoming more individualistic. And like you say, more inward thinking, mm-hmm. like, okay, my family, my mm-hmm. kids, my mm-hmm. wife. But I think that's the problem. Mm-hmm. We think that the people that did switch, the black men that did switch, mm-hmm. think that that little switch is going to help them, or them switching over is going to help them, when in reality, in a totality,
it really?
It's
yeah.
not.
Yeah, because it seems like the Republicans are more becoming, we could talk about that all day.
But again,
the Republicans seem like they're becoming more of the Democrat, how Democratic Party used to be.
For sure. But again, black people or the black man going to look at their own individual pockets when it comes to those different scenarios.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I spoke to a lot of black boys, I mean, 18 to 24, they was like, oh, you know, we about to get this money with Trump, regardless if it's true or not.
That's spot on. The black male, 18 to 29, the same Gallup poll found that it's the fastest growing group of Republicans in the nation, young black men.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but in terms of black women, it's kind of an opposite thing, right? So black women are largely Democrats, and we don't leave Democrats.
That's
because
they mess with y'all still.
Huh?
That's because they messing with y'all so-called rights, reproductive rights.
It's not really just that. You'll be shocked to believe that a lot of black women are like pro-life. They don't. It's reproductive rights are top of mind for black women, but not really. That's not like the one thing that we're like fighting for.
Okay.
And I think, and we can talk about this a little bit. I think that worked to Kamala's detriment, because while it is an important thing that black women aren't dying at the table and stuff like that,
right.
they made her run on reproductive rights because she was a woman. Right. That's what they expected her to run on. But she's an expert at foreign policy. She's an expert at economics. She's the most decorated person who's ever run for president in the history of the United States.
How many
States.
Ladies care about foreign policy?
Right, but she needed the male vote to win.
Oh, for sure.
You see what I'm saying?
I get you.
So black women are right. largely Democrats. And it's, in my mind, it's because Democrats are more about like breaking down the institution. Like criminal justice system is bad. Education is bad. Healthcare is bad. And I'm not saying this to be facetious, but
nah,
seriously.
For sure.
Like, let us fix it, because black women are more, they're not as individualistic. It's like, if I eat, you eat. If my kids eat, the kids down the street got to eat. That's like how I was raised. Both of my grandparents fed kids all in the neighborhood, right? So the Democratic Party kind of, it seems like it aligns more with like us being nurturers and like community builders and like healers.
I think they only do that because, I ain't gonna say the only reason why they do it, but I think majority of the reason why they do that because y'all majority of the spenders, y'all majority mm-hmm. of the consumers. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Then y'all majority of keeping the kids. So who's gonna raise the next generation to think and do mm-hmm. what they are already previously doing? Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, they playing into the role of the next generation as well.
But if that's the case, why the Democratic Party ain't growing?
Because they dumb.
So say, hey. So you think if people in the Democratic Party are dumb, who do you mean by they
yeah.
are dumb?
Yeah, I think they dumb.
I'm not dumb.
I don't think they're not you personally.
I know.
But I think a lot of people, they still haven't learned their lesson in losing by some of the things that they talk about in the media. I'm like, you still ain't learned your
but
lesson.
But I mean,
about
Republicans have lost,
the
right?
normal person.
I mean, think about after Reagan, there was Clinton. After, you know, I don't know, Bush, there was
but they
Obama.
Lost just because we just outvoted them. They didn't lose because they had dissension within their party.
Mm-hmm.
You think?
I don't think everybody was a Reaganite.
Oh, for, you know what for I mean? Sure. Everybody not a Trumpite. That,
you know? Sure, and I think, you know,
they fall in line.
I think a lot of Republicans may not have liked how Bush handled the Iraq War and sure. like the efforts in Afghanistan, right? But what I've learned is that Republicans seem to fall in line.
That's what I was about to say. They fall in line.
And I think in the Democratic Party, we just be wanting to be smarter than everybody. That's not how you do it. We should do it like this. Who cares how it's done? Just get it done, right? And I think that's why we see a decline. But black women not leaving, though.
No, they not. Because y'all don't have a... They don't give y'all an opportunity to leave on the other side or opportunity to come within them.
But really. What I guess... If black women were to create a mass exodus and join the Republican Party, how does that help black people in general? I don't think that translates. That doesn't translate to us. And that's why I'm like, okay, I'm trying to give black men grace for leaving the Democratic Party and going Republican. 20% of y'all did it. And is it because like, I see the Republican Party helping my family and me?
Yeah.
But we don't think like that women.
How does the Democratic Party help black men?
A lot of ways.
How?
Who? I don't hear no Republicans talking about a school to prison pipeline. And that largely afflicts black boys and black men.
What the number one influx of people going into prison now is more black women.
Black women. But the majority of the people in that hole is black men.
But guess what? Democrats put us there.
Which Democrats?
Biden.
Oh, my God.
What you mean?
We want to talk about Biden.
But I'm just saying.
We can argue that every president has put black men in jail.
I agree.
Every president.
I agree. Yeah. But guess what? When we start thinking... I guess the Democratic Party not helping us with economics and jobs. Most of that stuff we feel are going to black women and minorities, which are not black. You're not helping us with child support, child care. They don't go
but
in our favor.
But the Republican Party, that's not even on the radar.
How many, I
get your point.
How many women's shelters just in Houston versus how many men's shelters? You got about 100 women's shelters. You probably got one male shelter.
But the women be having to deal with the kids most times.
Because
when they accept the women, they accept the kids. I'm not saying homeless men don't have kids.
I got you.
But that's not the norm.
But I'm saying, though, when we start to think what's helping us, Republican people going to help us keep most of our money with the Democratic people using our taxes and giving it to
whoever
it may be. I'm just giving you a false perception that most people are hearing or feeling.
Yeah.
That they're not addressing.
But I feel like, no offense.
Go ahead.
Y'all taking the bait. It feel like black men taking the bait. And you told me you were independent, I'm not counting 20, you.
But that 20%.
But black women, we not falling for it.
Because y'all getting the money.
What money?
What money? Who get most of the child support, most of the government benefits?
Now, you know black women are not getting most of the government benefits. Now, you know white women, largely, when it comes to WIC, TANF, and SNAP, white
I'm
women are getting more than
everybody. Black men and black women. I'm not talking about other races right now.
Black women and black men. Primary custody of their children, they're going to be the ones qualified for food stamps and WIC.
I got you. But who perpetuating that? The Democratic Party.
No.
That's what's in the mind of black folks.
Absolutely.
Black men.
You know, I know that you are around hungry children and hungry people doing your community work.
For sure.
How in the hell has the Republican Party said that they give a damn about that? The people that you see in your community.
It ain't about giving a damn about it. It's about the people. Who's running it here? How many Republicans elected here in Harris County?
I don't know, but there are a few. There are a few.
It's like one.
Okay.
In Harris County. So now when we start talking about Democrat or Republican, who's helping who in these Democratic cities, who's against us? Republicans ain't here, so who we got to blame?
There are a lot of Democratic judges that were unsat by Republicans. And before the Magic 19, right, where there were, in 2019, there were so many black women judges elected. There were a lot of Republican judges. And I saw the difference. Where it was like people were getting the ringer for short, small misdemeanors.
But
when the Democratic judges came in, it's like, do you have a GED? Do you have school? Do you have a job? Okay, we're going to let you get a job, and we're not going
to
fuck up your record for the rest of your life over this petty crime.
But let me ask you, okay, that came with crimes. Let me ask you, how did them 19 judges or the ones that did go into family court, how did they help men when it came to family, child support, money, seeing their kids? I bet it ain't translated to zero.
There are Democratic judges that are lenient and understanding.
But do you think that influx pulls or shifted to the way of men because of those 19 judges?
I get what you're trying. I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I'm gonna have to say.
I'm just speaking for me. I'm devil's advocate over here.
Yeah, be the devil's advocate, but And yeah, a lot of the judges in Harris County, I don't like that. But I gotta stand on business when it comes to the ones in the criminal court and some of them in the family court. We love y'all.
I'm not saying all.
They pulling the earth, moon, and the stars to make sure y'all understand what's going on. Judges can't give you legal advice, right? So do that. But I see them. Shout out to Judge Catherine Thomas, who supported.
Come on,
she
now.
Creating a whole youth court for kids. 16 to 24. Excuse me, Judge, if I got the ages wrong, but I am literally seeing black women get these black men in their courts, and they're like, there's a gap here.
I support it. You know what I'm saying? She was at the black stove. So the one that I felt like would do stuff like that, we support.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all, they was the ones we supported. Hub, Melissa, shout out to Melissa Morris. So these are judges that we know that's going to do the right thing that we support. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, when men think about these things, we don't see a large shift in our favor when it comes to all these Democratic representation within our city. Nothing's changing for us.
And how we see it is, when you leave the Democratic Party and you align yourself with what we think in our minds to be a party for white men, it's like, so you abandon us and you abandon what's best for the majority or the whole of black people to support yourself, because it's like, you want to be part of the good old boys too. Like, you want to be a man that can do things and provide for yourself and provide for your family too. And when you see white men doing that in the Republican Party, you idolize that and want
to
do that.
It ain't idolized, to be honest. Some black men see all y'all as against us. Black women, the system, everything. So only thing we see is aligning ourselves with opportunity. And sometimes that's what they see within the Republican Party or that side. And that side comes with money and opportunity.
We feel abandoned too, because it's like, we can't carry this load of supporting the black community and uplifting black people by ourselves. So
yourselves, you mean black women?
But yeah, so
don't feel that way at all.
So when you leave a party that seems like it was for us historically, remember, history not taught, it's like, do you even care about us or black people as a whole?
I get you, but right now, and as a whole, we don't feel like, and I bet my black dudes out here in the audience, I'm sure we don't feel like most black women are fighting for us or being like out here like, we love, like, we
that's
need
hurtful to like, hear.
We don't feel that way. So guess what? Most people gonna go get theirs.
Because that's how we feel. So
Now you talking about why we flee, why most men are fleeing from that way. We like,
because
hey, look,
because we
don't get ours.
We share that sentiment. And we don't have to talk about the black women that we done seen in the picture standing in front of police officers protesting when black men are getting killed by police. We don't even have to go down that
road. We don't even count that.
Let's scratch that. But what I'm saying is like, black women also feel abandoned and like y'all don't care about us, but we still be here.
But I don't count that. I think it's because we preference. I don't feel like it's much of a choice, to be honest.
Yeah, you've said that before, but I mean,
we do. Going back
to like politics, right? And political parties, like black women, just like black men, are smart.
Sure.
So we, just like Sean Theory did in the 146, like we can leave the Democratic Party too. We can go and align ourselves and be independent, join the Libertarian, the Green Party. We can do those things. But like I said, being for the black people in general is embedded in my soul. My grand Annie Bell Childs had 10 biological children and 5 foster children.
But you,
Viola Campbell had 6 biological children and fed everybody on the street.
I get you, but I put it like this. But it's some men that will say you can't even say that being a part of the Democratic Party.
Why?
What? Being a part of the Democratic or Republican Party, really? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just because that part of it's like you fighting different side, even though they may not know what you vote for. You know, I don't agree with that because I know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But on a larger scale, that's just you.
But I think that sensitivity to like, well, you did what you voted for. I think that just comes with like a lack of knowledge.
For sure.
Lack of awareness. And it's like, we be holding on tight to the small little crumbs of things that we have.
Sure.
So I think with more knowledge, more understanding, more teaching, it's like, okay, it's not that bad. That's not an affront to how I live and who I am.
I agree, but you know, how many, what's the percentage of people that go out there actually read a bill, if you had to guess?
Yeah, we had a, I talked to some parents at Beatrice Mays Institute the other day about reading bills. Y'all steady complaining about the things, I'm not going to call out, steady complaining about the things that are happening in the state of Texas, but you ain't read not a bill, so let's read our bills. We got 5 minutes left, and
what we got for
we want to talk about dating, marriage, family. How much does politics matter in a marriage, in a family? How much does that matter?
I think now, me being on this side of it, I think it matters a lot, because I want, you know, my significant other to be involved in the movement, be involved in what we're doing, understand, you know, coming up with your own intellectual thoughts about what needs to be done.
Sure.
I think it is like get friends. Like, I don't want a yes person. Like, I want a person that's bringing their own intellectual thought to what needs to be done and what drives. Because I don't see it as separate from my family. I see community, all this stuff we doing, economics, politics, as a future for our family. So I don't see it as disconnected.
I can see that too. I think God, again, like, part of his purpose for my life is to do something that is outside of my soon-to-be husband or kids. It has to be, like, for the majority of us. And, like, I would need someone like-minded in order to see that work fulfilled. And I think that could be at a detriment to me, because there may be a lot of Black men that are so inundated with, like, the system and the BS and the problems, where it's like, as long as I can take care of you, baby, that should be enough.
I mean, I think you would have to go outside of your economic bracket to really get somebody really like-minded. Because, like you say, people that I feel like that would be on your level is going to be kind of inundated with the system and kind of trying to maneuver that rather developing a new type of system type of thing.
That's
so, and likewise, same way, I see a lot of ladies that be on that side. I'm like, oh my God.
When you say on that side, what you mean?
Like, just heavily into politics, and they very, to be honest, masculine. It wouldn't be something that I would seem or deem as attractive.
And we have an episode coming up in May about that. But I think that it probably comes across as masculine because historically men in general have dominated politics.
For sure.
Black or white or whatever color. You just see from president on down, you see men operating in those spaces. You do not see women in their feminine energy navigating those spaces. You just don't. And it's not because we don't want to. It's because it hasn't existed. So people like me, right? I feel like I'll be one of those people to do that. I'm not finna be, I ain't gonna argue with you like Bly said. I'm not about to be doing that. But I feel like it's gonna take people like me and other trailblazers to say softness and meekness and calmness does exist in these political states, spaces where historically they've been too competitive, hyper-masculine, male-dominated.
I mean, I just think you have to get you a person or a man that you know, can handle that space, and you allow him to handle that space.
Right.
And he just do it, because it's no point in time, and we had this whole conversation, it's no point in time where we be out in public and my spouse or my wife will ever feel like they need to argue with somebody.
Yeah.
Never. Like, I would be that person. Like, I'm going to handle it regardless.
2 minutes left. That's so good.
Ahead,
that's so good. That's so good. That's so good. Okay. This might need to be a part two. Well,
it do, though.
Thank you for all the gems you told me about dating. You know, this has been great. We're going to talk about the Lord next week. We got to talk about the Lord next episode. Y'all, love God. Live right and listen clearly. It's been real. Episode 5. We out.